According to the New York State Association of Counties, 9 unfunded state mandates consume 90% of the property tax levy. Here's Republican Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino.
85 cents of every dollar we take in goes right up the throughway to Albany to feed their beastly programs. You know, these things got to slow down. They've got to be restructured, and we didn't hear that. And that's a big concern for me as a chief executive of a large county where we're writing out enormous checks each week to the state and scrambling to find pennies under the couch to do the things we need to do locally with our own property tax dollars.
And here's Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro.
I was not surprised that he didn't discuss unfunded mandates. I do know that in ongoing conversations with the administration, they're well aware of the county's concern that we cannot sustain the current rate of growth in the cost of unfunded mandates. But the state of the state is as much a conversation by the governor about issues of importance as it is his opportunity to lay out an agenda. And unfunded mandates just weren't timely, and I can respect that. What was timely is his desire to respond to the incidents in Webster, New York, and Newtown, Connecticut, and also to address the continued need for economic growth.
Yet Westchester's Astorino was waiting for mention of unfunded mandates in the governor's speech.
It was remarkable in what was not said in the state of the state, and that was no word about mandate relief for all of the schools, municipalities, and counties that are just simply dying around the state because we're choking on state unfunded mandates and their programs. So we really need to have a dialogue about this in a real way and now.
Stephen Aquario is the executive director of the New York State Association of Counties, or NYSAC. He was not surprised the governor did not mention unfunded mandates, but will look to the state budget for some answers.
Local government elected officials will be looking to see if there is reform in these types of programs, and that will be in the state budget, which is released usually around January 20th.
The governor did propose the creation of a financial restructuring assistance program to offer advice to counties, cities, towns, and villages to help restructure their finances. The program would be run by a joint task force consisting of the state comptroller, state attorney general, personnel from the Division of Budget, and private sector restructuring consultants. NYSAC's Aquario says he was not briefed on this proposal and was thus surprised when he heard mention of it in the governor's speech. He says many cities are borderline bankrupt, like Syracuse and Yonkers, and the proposed task force could be helpful to them.
So I think this task force, if you will, hopefully the outcome of this will be recommendations, strong recommendations, serious recommendations on reforming the state-local relationship, addressing these unfunded mandates. Counties are very sophisticated. We have chief fiscal officers and county treasurers that are very sophisticated in state and local finance. I don't think that we need the assistance right now of private sector consultants on how to manage our finances. The problems of these local governments are the state problems imposed on the county governments.
Westchester's Rob Astorino has a different take on the proposed restructuring program.
That's like a credit card company saying, come on in and we'll maybe restructure your interest rate, but you're still going to pay.
Democratic Ulster County Executive Mike Hine says Governor Cuomo has worked on this issue and offered some mandate relief, such as regarding Medicaid spending.
Is there more work to be done when it comes to mandate relief? Of course. And we look forward to working and partnering with the governor on that. But there is additional things that we would love to be able to see. First and foremost, we'd love to see the legislation that currently exists be passed that ensures that there are no additional mandates placed upon local governments. Any piece of legislation that passes from this point forward should have to have a clear pathway for how you're going to pay for it. That doesn't always happen, not in the long run. Sometimes there are short-term funding streams, but not really the long-term plan.
All say the issue is a nonpartisan one, and most say there has been recognition on the state level of the growing problem of unfunded mandates. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.